I have Cardinal Oboyo for you, Mr. President.
Yes.
You are.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. President.
Your Eminence, I noticed in just reading through, I'm working in my office tonight and reading through my files, that you celebrated your 50th anniversary of your ordination on the 21st, and I didn't call you, and I just wanted to congratulate you and...
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and you sent me a most gracious and kind letter.
I know the letter came, but I wanted to personally talk to you, too.
And I responded to it today, and
did you? Well,
I said the difficulties you are having,
right,
and that we were praying for you. And
wow.
I just want to tell you, Mr. President, that I have admired the stand you have taken on Vietnam.
Well,
I should have told you before this, but not only on that, but on so many other things.
Well, you're very kind to say that, and I want you to know that on these issues, we have to stand firm. We're concerned about a lot of things, you know. I've been so, the last two or three days, I'm sure you've been as shocked as I have about those terrible police killings in New York and other places.
Right.
And we just got to have some people stand up against these things.
Well, I think at times, you know, I've had controversy here in the diocese, you probably know. But when I think of what you have to go through and the way some people do not treat you kindly at all, I say, well, I am indeed comforted by just thinking of what the president has to go through.
Well, that's very kind of you. We'll see it through. I often say that's why they pay me this big salary. Well,
God bless you and keep you and be assured of our prayers.
Thank you very much, and I just hope you, I know you're in good health, and I just hope everything goes well for you.
I thank you very much, Mr. President,
thank
for being so kind as to call me.
Thank you very much. Bye.
I hope that letter...